In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we go into today's message, I'd like to call the choir. There's a song that was sung during the time they were ministering here. That offering songs, I would like it to be, once again, let's be on our feet as usher repeat that particular song. Then we come back to the message.
Surrender ourselves to you, Lord.
God bless you all. Church, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to bless your holy name. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for today's service. We thank you, Lord, as we go into your message. Lord, we pray that you give us the enablement to take that decision, to surrender everything unto the Jesus. Father, you will grant out that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Surrendering, Lord, has to do with decision taking. That your Holy Spirit will rule in our hearts to humbly surrender all that you have given unto us and to surrender ourselves to you in the mighty name of Jesus. As we go into your word, Father, come and speak to us in Jesus' name. Exactly what you want us to hold on to, Father, we pray that you will speak it to us in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please, let's be seated. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Amen. Taking decision to follow Jesus. Deciding to follow Jesus. Taking decision to surrender all. Everything has to do with taking decision itself. Before you can surrender all that you have, before you can surrender yourself, has to do with taking decision. Not delay in decision taking. You don't delay that decision. You take that decision immediately that the Spirit come unto you. Because time matters. Nobody know when the bell will sound. So that is why the moment something is telling you, you need to take that decision to surrender yourself. Don't delay it. Another opportunity may come, but it may take time. And it might be too late. Brethren, this morning, let me start this way. A female personal manager had advertised a job opening. And about 20 applicants has actually come for the interview. The first young man was ushered into the interview room. And she began to explain the job to him, to the first applicant. She said, "We need someone in this job who can make fast decisions. Someone who can think out of his feet." Then she asked the young man, "Can you show me, can you demonstrate that you are capable of doing that?" The young man stood up and walked straight to the other applicant and said, he walked straight to the other applicant. Without a word, he left the interviewer and walked straight. And he said to the other applicant, "Okay, you guys, you cannot go home. The job has been filled." He took that decision that the job has been given out already. Then the other applicant walked out. Then the lady asked, "Why did you do that? You asked me to take decision and I'm taking the decision right now that yes, the job has been filled up, they can go because the job is mine." So what a smart way of taking decision. Are you ready to take decision that will move you forward? Are you ready to see the circumstances around you and take decision? This type of decision was a quick and risky decision by dispersing all other applicants. The interviewer could not say anything because she is the one that said, "Can you act that way?" And he has taken that decision. Brethren, life itself is about making decision. Each day we have to make decision. Some decisions we make in life has consequences. Other has no. There are some decisions that we have taken that nobody knows. There are some we have taken that we feel the consequence of our decision. How many people do you know have ruined their life because they have taken the wrong step, they have taken the wrong decision? May God continue to help us in Jesus' name. Do you know people who seem to always make good decisions in life? What was the difference between the person who seemed to make the wrong decision, wrong, harmful choices, versus the person who seem more times than not get into right decision. Some people make right decision, they take right decision, and they find themselves in the right place. Some people think they are making right decision only to find themselves in the wrong place. For some of us today, okay, let me turn it, because the Friday children are here. Shout hallelujah, Friday school children. Hallelujah. For you, let me be particular now. You have your parent to make many decisions for you. But believe me, after a while, you'll be moving out of your father's house, your mother's presence, and you'll be going out of your parent's presence. You will be going away to make your own personal decision. This will happen when you are going to colleges or universities. At that time, you'll be independent. You need to take the right decision. Even when you start working, you have to take right decision on how you are going to spend your resources judiciously. So making good decision in life can be tough and sometimes very confusing. But the best thing for you is to make the right decision that will move you forward. Today, we are going to remind ourselves a character in the scripture who has made a right decision at the right time. He did not waste any time. So, we are going to talk about Brother Zacchaeus. Children class, do you know that? You hear about that story? Zacchaeus, we are going to talk about him today. Now, we all have moments where we feel unseen, where we feel that we have been overlooked. Or sometimes we feel that we are beyond redemption, that we cannot be redeemed. Have you ever felt that you did not belong? You did not belong. That you are feeling inferior somewhere. Maybe you have been misunderstood, pushed aside, or even bullied in a way that made you feel unworthy. Have you found yourself in such situation? That is how the Bible character we are talking about today felt. And this fellow is that same person we know as the Bible popular tax collector. Zacchaeus was a man known for all the wrong reasons. He's known to be a cheater, a traitor, a thief. In the eyes of his own people. Why? Because Zacchaeus took a right decision to have an encounter with Jesus Christ. And everything changed in his life. These people that have hated him, he took that right decision without even looking at what they are going to say or how they feel. And everything changed. Let's open our Bible to Luke chapter 19. We'll be reading from verse 1 to 10. And at the end of today's message, we will know that no one is beyond reach of Jesus Christ. But you need to take what? Decision.
Luke 19, verse 1. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Verse 2. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. Verse 3. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. Verse 4. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. Verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Verse 6. So he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. Verse 7. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Verse 8. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. Verse 9. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he is also a son of Abraham. Verse 10, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Praise the Lord. We are going to walk through this story the way our sister have just read it, one by one, verses by verses. We will walk through this story and see how Jesus still meets the outcast. That is, somebody that has been cast away. The overlooked and the unwanted. And he brings transformation into his life. Where do you think you belong? You think your situation is worst? Jesus is ready. Now let's start with the city itself. The city. Can you go through verse 1 and 2 again?
Luke verse 1. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Verse 2. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector and he was rich.
Here, Jesus was on his final journey to Jerusalem. We all know what happened in Jerusalem when he entered into Jerusalem. And was on his way to the cross. That is when he was going to the cross. He passed through Jericho. And Jericho is a city that is not too far from Jerusalem. And in this city, there was a man living there named Zacchaeus. He was not just a tax collector. He was the chief tax collector. And this means that all other tax collectors, they are all under him. It means in the Bible, in those days, this tax collector over collected what they're supposed to collect. So that means he took a cut of every collection. So naturally, he was a rich man. He's rich. The tax collector was seen as sinners in those days. Even when somebody like me was growing up, I know that when the tax collectors are coming, there are some people that will be trying to dodge. They try to escape. In those days, there's a place, people that go to farm. The tax collector will go and stay at the road to the farm. You see, the farmer that, they don't have money, they try to escape. They don't like the tax collectors. Unlike this day that you pay through your paycheck. But in those days, you have to go and pay. If you don't pay, they will come to you. Even this day when you own your shop and everything, the local government will come to take the tax from you. When they are coming, some people quickly close their shops. So they don't like the tax collectors in those days. And I believe it's still happening that way. So naturally, people don't like this man and all of them because they see them as sinner. They see them as traitor, especially in Israel that time. They see them as traitor and thief because they were Jews and they were working for Romans. How can a fellow Jews working for Romans to take money from them? And they are collecting this on behalf of the Romans. So people always see them as bad people. They don't like them. And they felt that they are collecting from them, giving to Romans to fill their pocket. Zacchaeus wasn't just disliked. He was despised. He was hated. They don't like him. They don't want to hear anything about him. At that time, the tax collector could keep whatever they collected above the Roman taxes. So people see them, they tag them as crook and dishonest, and they always cheated the people. Do we have such people in society today? Do you think we have them in society? Imagine some men hiring people, using them, not paying the right wages. You think the laborer will be happy? Such people still exist, but in a different way. If anybody belongs to that, please let us have a change of mind. Pay the wages for those that deserve it. Do what is right. Praise the Lord. People, we hate such people that derive pleasure in cheating other people. And that's exactly what happened to Zacchaeus. They don't like him. That is the kind of man that they hated. And people hate him to the core. They don't want to hear anything about him. Now, let's move to verse 3 and 4. Sister? Next slide.
Verse 3. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. Verse 4. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for now, he was going to pass that way.
Okay, thank you. Here, we see a short man with strong desire. First, let us reason together. Let's think together. The question is that, how did Zacchaeus knew about Jesus? Even though that time, Jesus Christ was very famous. Not just that he was famous, but he was also hated by the religious leaders. Wherever he goes, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, they are always going there. And what do? They belong to public complaint. Whatever he did, they always complain about it. You remember when people were placing the cloth and the palm tree on the road? They were still trying to caution people. When he healed somebody, they said, is it justifiable to heal at this time? They always be there to complain. So the same way, those type of people were also there. He was famous, but he was hated by these religious leaders. They always criticized him for what? That he's associating with sinners and tax collectors. We will come back to that later. In this case, we can suggest that must have drawn Zacchaeus to Jesus, because he might have heard about how they complain, and he wanted to know, who is this Jesus? He wanted to see him, who he was, not just on what people said about him. He wanted to see exactly, to have an encounter with him, to know him. So Zacchaeus had heard about Jesus. He heard about him and is eager to know him. Or he might have heard about his reputation or spending time with sinner, like I said. He might have that he has spent time with sinner and tax collector. Or maybe he heard from Matthew. Matthew happened to be one of the disciples. And he also is a former tax collector, but later turned disciple. Zacchaeus determined and took decision to see who Jesus really was. He took that decision. He determined that, yes, I must know who is this. But there were problems. There were problems for him. His handicap in some other area. And he realized this. And what is the first one? The crowd was too big. You remember? He fed 5,000 people. Wherever he goes, people follow him. So the crowd is always following him. And Zacchaeus knew this, that there will be problem. He knew the crowd will be too big. That's one of the problem that he faced. So imagine Zacchaeus trying to find his way through the crowd. Imagine how he will be pushed, how he will be insulted. Why will this happen? Because they don't like him. He was a tax collector. They hated him because they don't like him. And definitely they'll be pushing him. What are you doing here? They'll be insulting him. That's one of the big problems that he had. Another one is that he was too short. He was too short and could not see over the crowd. He's not the type that can, this way, that can be jumpy and see what is there. So for him to find his way forward, he has to go through them. And they'll just be pushing him aside. He wasn't just short physically. He was short of God's standard. Why? Why am I saying this? Romans 3:23. What has that said?
Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory
of God. Every one of us have sinned and fall short of glory of God. Two situations were there for him. The first one, his status in time of height, and the second one is for all have sinned and come short of God's glory. So that is another problem for him. So he realized this. He knows about this problem. And the third one is that, the slide, sister. The third one, that they hated him. So they hated him. And because he knew all this problem, he did not allow that to stop him. Verse 4 confirmed that Zacchaeus ran ahead of the crowd to get a good look at Jesus when he passed by. When he passes by, he sees the crowd heading the way. He sees the crowd heading that way. And he knows that those obstacles, those handicaps will be his obstacle. Then, immediately, he ran ahead of them to avoid being pushed around, to avoid and he climbed up that sycamore tree and stayed there and wait. Now, let us imagine. Let me look for a good example. Let's imagine an undersecretary. Let's talk at that level here. Dress properly, and you see him rushing. You see him rushing, he wears a suit, at the same time he was rushing, and you see him running. How will you feel that a rich man, everybody will be surprised, what happened to him? Why is he running? You see another secretary, and with his, here they don't wear jacket, or you just see me dressing this way. I start running on sight. I'm a sight man. I'm sure the workers will be looking. What is wrong with Mr. Francis? They'll be wondering. The same way people, they knew Zacchaeus. People might have noticed him running, just looking for the next available, something that can increase his height. Which he says, because he's rich. And that means he will be putting on expensive dress. And not just that, he climbed tree. People will be thinking, has something run upstairs? But he did not look into all those things. He moved on. And he makes sure that he stays in a very good place where he can have a very good view of Jesus Christ. He just wants to see him, passing. They've talked much about him. And he thought this is the time for him to see him. So, brethren, what is the spiritual insight here? When you are truly seeking Jesus Christ, no obstacle will stop you. You will take that decision. You will surrender everything that can hinder you. You will surrender it. You will take that decision. Your own obstacle may not be the crowd. It might be what your spouse will say. It might be what your friend will say. It might be what society will say. It might be what your job will say. It might be what your extended family will say. Whatever it is. At times it might even be your reputation. It might be your weakness also. Don't allow that to stop you. The fact of the story of Zacchaeus was that he was drawn to Jesus Christ. Brethren, if you have been drawn to him right now, take that decision within your heart. Surrender yourself, surrender your life. Take that decision that no turning back. Brethren, it is only Holy Spirit that can instill this in you, that can walk in your heart and say, yes, enough is enough. I've reached the crossroad. You have reached a three-dimensional junction. And you are taking the right decision and no turning back. Only the Spirit of God will work in you and you make that decision. Let's go to point number 3. Next slide. Jesus sees and knows. Jesus sees and knows. Verse 5 and 6, sister.
Luke 19, verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. Verse 6. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully.
You see, when that lady took decision that, yes, I'm going to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. Even within the crowd, Jesus noticed that an authority has left him. He knew that something happened. Among the crowd, Jesus Christ was going. He was going. He was still able to sight somebody on top of tree. Brethren, I believe that Zacchaeus will not be only one on top of the tree that day. So don't think you are the only one with that your situation. There are many in this world that are in this similar situation with you. But God sees you. Jesus sees you. In this case, Jesus suddenly stopped, looked up into the tree, and called him by the name. The Bible did not record that Jesus talked about him before. Believe me, as many as the multitude of this world, God always remembers you. Hallelujah. Is God not remembering you? He remembers you. He delivers you. He sets you free. Hallelujah. So, suddenly Jesus stopped, looked up into the tree and called him by name. Now, the question is, what do you think will come to the mind of Zacchaeus? Or what would have been his thought? Suddenly, because, see, if I'm going on site, if any of the workers suddenly call my name, oh, how did they know my name? I'll be shocked, I'll be surprised. The same way, I'm sure Zacchaeus himself will be very surprised how he know his name. When your time comes, God will know your name. He knows your name every time. But when that miracle is to come, God knows that this is appointed time. And we make it happen. Is it your job that is suffering? And you have been thinking that, okay, there's no way out. If Jesus can sight Zacchaeus on top of that tree, because I'm sure he's not the only one on top of tree. Believe me, in those days when I was young, there are some politicians that when we hear that they are coming to campaign somewhere, because of their popularity, we go there to go and see him. The government will line us along the road, holding the flag, will be taking it. Some people will climb tree just to have a, believe they are in the car, not walking like Jesus Christ. You see the car alone, you'll be happy. Oh, I saw his car when he passed. Not to talk of Jesus Christ walking. So, believe me, I know that not only Zacchaeus will be on top of tree. Many people want to see him. Why was he the only one Jesus see at that time? Your case, that God Almighty will resolve it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. We are many here, our requests are different. But that same request is similar to many requests all over the world. If Jesus can see Zacchaeus on top of camel tree, your appointed time is now in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know what your heart desire, what you are looking for, whether it's fruit of the womb or your job or everything. This is appointed time. If Jesus sees Zacchaeus on top of that tree, Jesus is looking into your situation right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In Luke 18, now I want to compare now. In Luke 18, the blind man yelled, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. If you recollect, that side also is multitude going. At this point in time, it is the blind man himself that shouted. But in this case, the gentleman just Just pretend on top of that tree, I must know whom you are today. And he sees him, he notices him, and in Zacchaeus, like I said, he didn't call out. Jesus called out to him himself. That is how God will perfect your situation in Jesus' name. So, how did Jesus know my name? That will be what will be going through Zacchaeus' mind. That nobody else was trying to call him to be friendly with him. Everybody hated him. And here is a popular, a famous child of God going, calling his name. What else do you think will be? It's like, let's assume that one of the ministers is going and or you are in a mall, a minister is passing in this land itself. And he just look at you and says, Sister Pauline. Sorry, I mentioned your name. Okay, let me use myself because if you say, Francis, I will be like, yes, in the presence of God, I will feel on top of the world. Because people will look, how did he know him? That he must be an important person. I will be happy. I'm sure Zacchaeus also within him, he'll be happy that even I'm being hated, still this man know my name. Hallelujah. So he will be shocked that how did he know his name? I'm not just saying, mention his name alone. And what happened? What happened next? Who can tell me? Zacchaeus did not invite Jesus into his house. He invited himself. Today I'm having dinner with you. Believe me, if Sultan Haitham say he's coming to your house to have dinner, you'll be happy, right? The case is like that. In this case, Jesus Christ invites himself and say, I'm coming to your home tonight. Nobody before had ever wanted to be a guest at Zacchaeus' house. Nobody. Especially the Jews. They don't want. It is a grace. It is a blessing. Jesus will visit you in the mighty name of Jesus. He's already in your home. And he will visit you in a special way in Jesus' name. It's a grace in action. Jesus didn't just notice Zacchaeus. He wanted to stay in his house to be his guest. Okay, maybe I go too far when I mention Sultan Haitham. Let's go to the celebrity. I will mention the one I know, Amitabh Bachchan. Yes. Suppose you travel to India or any part of the India and suddenly he was going, say, oh, how are you, my friend? Oh, I'm coming to your home tonight to have dinner. Will you be happy? You will not be happy. You'll be happy because there you feel important in the presence of other people. You will forget that he's not a believer or whatever. I don't know whether he's a believer or not. You will forget about that. You'll be, because it's an opportunity to you. If he's not a believer, it's an opportunity for you to let him know whom you are. You'll be happy. So, this is how Zacchaeus we felt in his mind that, yes, you guys are saying I'm a bad person. I'm not good. Yes, the famous man is coming to my home. Hallelujah. When it is your time that miracle will walk into your home, nothing can stop it in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ going into his home, it's a miracle, right? But it did not just happen. Zacchaeus took step. He took decision. Are you ready to take that decision? When you take such decision that, yes, I'm ready for him, believe me, he will visit you in a special way in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't think that Jesus don't know your name. He knows your name. He knows your past. He knows your struggle. He knows all these things. Because if we are to judge by the past of Zacchaeus, Jesus will never talk to him. But he has come because of sinners. He knows everything about him. That is why I said, my friend, calm down. Today, we are having biryani together. Today, we are having chapati together. Today, we are having pounded yam together. You may not know that. See me after service after that. So, the spiritual insight about this is that Jesus knows your name. He knows your past. He knows your struggle. And he still wants to establish relationship with you. Don't allow all these things to be an obstacle for you not to take that decision. Take the decision to go to midweek service. Take the decision to go to our intercessory program when you have been ministered to in your heart that, can I be in that Thursday prayer meeting? It might be where Jesus will see you on top of that tree. Oh, my friend, you are lucky you are here today. Today is your time. Hallelujah. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forevermore. He remains the same. If he has done that in the life of Zacchaeus, he can do that as you. Luke 19, verse 6. He said what?
Verse 6. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully.
I love that word. So he made haste. Without delay. I don't know how he climbed down. He might even jump down. It was not recorded. But I'm sure that Bible recorded that he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Zacchaeus came down immediately and joyfully received him. Zacchaeus was pleased and happy, and he took up on his offer. When your time comes, you will not reject such offer in Jesus' name. You need to take that decision. You need the Spirit of God to take that decision so that you will know, discerning spirit, that we know that, yes, this is my time. But not everyone is excited about this at all. We go to the next slide. Not everyone is excited. The crowd criticized. Luke 19:7.
Verse 7. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, He has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner.
Can you imagine? When God provides something for you, don't believe that everybody is happy about it. When you stand here and share testimony, people clap, people laugh. It is not everyone that is happy. We can see people that every time he come out or she come out and say, praise the Lord, this, is he the only one? Don't allow that to bother you. Complain will always come. You cannot satisfy everyone. If you satisfy everyone, that everyone is clapping for you, be careful. You have to be careful. So, in the Bible time, to be a guest at someone's house means that you accepted that person. The crowd did not like this. Jesus was criticized before. For this type of thing, he has been criticized. Now, let me see how I can look for an illustration. Maybe I should use the politicians to make this illustration. Imagine a corrupt politician, I'm not mentioning anywhere now, and a spiritual leader, a leader of a church, just walk in and have dinner with him. Believe me, if it is in my country, that would be the headline of all the newspaper. That would be the headline of all the newspaper. They will criticize him. That means, as it was that time, it is now. So you can't blame the Pharisees and Sadducees and the crowd. They still blame. They still criticize. So they criticize him. And they question that. Let's look up at the view of Pharisees and the scribe earlier on in the scripture, which I call religious candor. It wasn't the first time they were criticizing Jesus Christ for hanging out with sinners. Let's go back to Luke 15, verse 1 and 2. Luke 15, verse 1 and 2.
Luke 15, verse 1 to 2. Then all the tax collectors and the sinners drew near to him to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes complained, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them."
By this time, they ought to have accepted that this is the mission of Jesus Christ, to associate with sinners. But they keep criticizing him for the assignment that God has given to him. The same way, you, if you sing, you know how to sing, you know how to do many things, people will still criticize you. Don't allow that to disturb you. If they can criticize Jesus Christ, yes, you'll be criticized. They criticize him that is always associated with sinner. And what does that mean? Is that they don't want to associate with despised or despicable people. But Jesus said himself that he came for the sinner, not the righteous. The spiritual insight is that don't let the opinion of others stop you from opening your heart to Jesus Christ. There are some people that their background, maybe they have come from a pagan family, they are not believers, this, and suddenly you make that decision and begin to follow Jesus Christ. Your family will come after you. They will tag you, they will name you, they will do many things, they will deprive you of many things because of that. Don't let the opinion of these people to stop you. People may judge you, they judge Jesus Christ. Don't allow that to bother you. The moment you know whom you believe, the moment you know whom you accepted, don't allow their opinion to judge you. Take that wise decision. Take the step and move on and move forward. Let your life move forward. Don't allow the crowd. In this case, it's the crowd that line up along the street. In your own case, it might be the crowd around you. It might be your family. It might be your work. It might be the situation you find yourself. Take that decision. I once said here, when I got the new job, every Friday I'll be called. Oh, Francis, come to office. We have meeting because Dubai is working. We need this. Then after about three Friday, the third Friday, I just went straight to the chairman. I said, "Sir, I'm a Christian. And I felt that every Friday I have to be in the church. Most of them, I'm an associate pastor in the church." He moved back and said, "Sure. Today will be the last one. It will never happen. It never happened again. It is not by my doing. Because I voice out, I take decision to voice out." God will help us in Jesus' name. Amen. God went ahead of me to make that situation similar, to make it easy. You may take that step, it may not work out. Don't be disturbed. Again, perseverance. Caution here. Don't do it by force. Because your tone, the way you present it, also matter. Don't command. I look sober. I bow down and I speak. If you're trying to force yourself, the boss will show you that I'm what? I am the boss. I pay you. God will help us in Jesus' name. So don't allow the situation around you not to take that decision. The crowd, I don't know what your crowd is. It might not be the type of crowd we are talking about now. It might be a different crowd. Don't allow it to affect you. Let's move to the next slide. A change in life. A change in life. Verse 8.
Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold."
Now, something is missing here. The Bible did not record it. And what is that? We are not told what happened in the house of Zacchaeus at the dinner table. We are not told how it goes, the type of food, how they sit, how the arrangement is, how they welcome in Jesus Christ, how we prepare the food, those ones, because I know that The food was not prepared because it's an unexpected guest. There was no record of that. But we do know that Zacchaeus came out of the meeting a changed man. He came out of that meeting a changed man. People tagged him to be a cheated and traitor. But he now agreed that, yes, they've tagged me to be a cheated people, that I've cheated people, a traitor, but I'm ready to make it right. What is that thing that God is ministering to you that you are not doing right? Jesus is now in your home, and that your home is your heart, speaking to you now. Are you ready to make things right? Are you ready? Jesus may not come physically to your home. He might be into your heart, residing there, feeling happy. At times I'll be reading something on, maybe on social media, or I'm reading newspaper, I'll be smiling. My wife will look at me, why are you smiling? Believe me, Jesus might be talking to you now, and you are smiling. What a touch. Take the decision. He knows, because he's talking to you, and you will know that, yes, he's the one talking to me now. Make that right decision. Make every wrong that I've wronged, make them right now. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Zacchaeus didn't just feel good after the meeting. He changed. And not just that, he gave half his wealth to the poor. He made restitution. Four times he said, I restore fourfold. Four times the amount he has cheated anyone. That means God has ministered to him that, yes, I've cheated. The Bible did not record how he has been able to return it to them. But he made that restitution, first time the amount he has cheated anyone, not just particular type of people. The deep spiritual interpretation is that true salvation leads to transformation. When you have true salvation, it leads to what? Transformation. Real faith brings real change. Zacchaeus transformed. You also, as we speak now, is there God is touching you? God is touching your mind. Make every wrong, make them right. So when Jesus enters into your life, things start to shift. Your priority will shift. Your possession will shift. Your past will also shift. And your peace, if your peace at this level, it will shift to the higher level. Because you have the Prince of Peace in your heart. And I pray that God will visit you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because of our slide, let me jump and move to the next slide. The declaration of salvation. The declaration of what? Are we sleeping? Okay. Praise the Lord. The declaration of salvation, verse 9 and 10.
Verse 9. And Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. Verse 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Jesus declared that salvation has come, not just because Zacchaeus gave away money, but because his heart has changed. Because his heart has changed, his actions were evidence of salvation. In fourfold, I'm giving back. Whosoever have offended, whosoever have cheated. And Jesus is reminding you and me today why he has come to this world, to seek and save the lost. Do you believe in our Lord Jesus Christ? The promise for this week says what? Brother, explain here. Paul and Silas reply, they said, believe in the Lord Jesus. You will be what? You'll be saved. Not just you, with your household. Because when you fall into the light, anyone that is in darkness within your household, you will bring them to the light. That is the promise for this week, that yes, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And you and your household. Zacchaeus was lost, but not forgotten. He was despised, but not rejected by Jesus. Zacchaeus did not find Jesus. Jesus Christ found him. Like I said, he was not the only one on top of the tree, but Jesus Christ found him. The Lord Jesus Christ is finding you today. All you have to do is to believe in him, and you'll be what? You'll be saved. And you, not just you, you and your household, by extension, you will bring them into the light. May God help us in the mighty name of Jesus. So with all this story I've been saying, I've been talking, I've been going around demonstrating, what can we learn from this story? Number one, no one is beyond God's reach. Zacchaeus had his handicap, but he overcame it. No one is beyond God's reach. What is your own handicap? Okay, maybe you aren't raised in the church. Your family background is something else. It might be something that is bothering you. Maybe you had a bad experience with other Christian brother, Christian sister. Maybe. Maybe it is pride. You are worried what other will think about you. Yes, Zacchaeus became over his handicap by neglecting all those things. You also, whatever be the handicap in your life that will not allow you to take that immediate decision to climb to be at the level where Jesus will see you, take it away. Don't allow it to be an obstacle. Zacchaeus overcame his handicap. He climbed that tree in spite of his wealth. No matter be your status, in terms of your job, in terms of whatever you are doing, don't allow that to be an obstacle for you. Run to climb to that level that is expected of you, as Zacchaeus has climbed to that level that he was noticed by Jesus Christ. Nothing is going to keep you from reaching that stage in the mighty name of Jesus. Every one of us, we have handicap. Zacchaeus was short spiritually, was short, and spiritually too, like we read in that Romans 3:23. We are born with the same handicap. Isaiah 59 verse 2. Isaiah 59 verse 2 say what?
Isaiah 59 verse 2. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear.
Don't think that these have separated you as, yes, it has separated you. What is your handicap that keep you from seeing Jesus? Jesus is not looking into that direction. Move forward. Run to climb that tree that is required. I'm not saying physically you go and run and climb tree by the roadside. The kind of tree I'm talking about now might be, maybe your prayer level is at this level. You need to take it to the higher level. That is what I'm talking about. I don't know the kind of tree that God is ministering to your mind. That is exactly what I'm saying. Don't look for tree. Even if you are under the cave, Jesus sees you. Hallelujah. So, I don't know what your handicap is. It might be self-righteousness. Do not see this as a... Because the self-righteous will not see the requirement for Jesus Christ. Jesus is seeking you today, just like he sought for Zacchaeus. What is your need today? Zacchaeus has things, but lack peace and joy. Jesus came to meet you, to meet your internal need. If there hasn't been a change in your life, if Jesus hasn't made a difference in your life, you are not saved. Remember the promise for this week. Remember that promise. Believe in him and you will be saved. There's a question from verse 5 and 9, which I want to ask you. Because Jesus said, come down. My question now is that, are you still up a tree or in the house of Jesus Christ? Jesus said, make haste, come down. Today I must stay at your home. Make haste, take that decision, come down from that place, and Jesus is ready to visit you in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, he did not say, maybe later. He said, make haste. And like I explained to you, Zacchaeus rushed down. Because the Bible records that he made haste and came down. So Jesus is looking for you. Number two, Jesus is sick. Even when it is difficult. You can hide your sin from people, but you cannot hide it from Jesus. He knows all these things. And the good news is that he's looking for you. Whatever tree you climb, whatever thing you, when the time, your time is here, he's looking for you. Point number three, Jesus knows your name and your heart. You can't hide from him. He knows you. Zacchaeus did not introduce himself, but Jesus knew who he was. Jesus knows you too. He knows your name. He knows your past. He knows what you need. All you need to do is to believe in him. You'll be saved. Number four, true salvation produces visible change. Only Jesus can meet your deepest need. Zacchaeus has money, power, but he has no peace. You might be in good position today. You are walking. Look at Zacchaeus. We thought those ones, his soul was empty. And Jesus did not shame him at the dinner table. He did not lecture him. Like I said, there was no record of what happened in the dinner table. But all we know that at the end, he's a changed, Zacchaeus was a changed man. Jesus just loved him. He loves you too. And Zacchaeus responded not with excuses, but with repentance. Are you ready to repent? He loves you. Number five, don't let the crowd or critics stop your transformation. People will complain. Allow them to be in public complain. Don't allow that to stop you. Are you full of things, but inside you is empty? Think deeply. Only Jesus can fill the emptiness in you. He will forgive you. He will pardon you. Only he can give purposes, peace, and eternal life to you. Are you like Zacchaeus? Curious about Jesus, but stuck in the crowd, limited by your past? Are you in that category? Run ahead. Climb the tree. Wait for him. He's ready to call your name. Come down. Make haste. He's ready to reside in your heart today. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. So if you are ready to climb the tree, begin to take that decision in your mind. That tree you are climbing might be in your heart itself by taking that firm decision. Today, Jesus is still calling names. He can call your name at any time. The only question I'm going to ask you as I round up is that, will you allow him in? Zacchaeus allowed him into his home. Zacchaeus didn't just say, Lord. He meant it. Not that he received him. He changed. He made restitution, he repented, he followed. Brethren, there's no such thing as salvation without transformation. You can pray or join church, but if your life has not changed, you have not met Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus was short physically and spiritually. What is keeping you from seeing Jesus? Is it pride? Is it your path that is hurting you? Is it your background? You need to welcome Jesus Christ into your mind, into your life, into your home. Brethren, as I close, the story of Zacchaeus reminds us that no one is too far gone for Jesus. No one. That you thought that the level of your sin will not allow things to happen in your life. No one. He sees you, he's calling you, he will deliver you. Whether you are in the tree looking for hope or in the crowd wondering why he has chosen someone else, know that Jesus came to seek the lost and to save and to deliver them. Hallelujah. So, now you have heard what I've said so far today. Do you feel spiritually short? Jesus still sees you. Do you carry shame or fear or what people will say? Jesus is calling you. Have you encountered with him but not yet responded with change in life? Today is your day. Take that decision. No turning back. May God help and bless his word in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let us be on our feet. I want you to begin to talk to God and say, God, if Jesus Christ can recognize Zacchaeus among the multitude, here I am your son, here I am your daughter, here I am your child. You know those situations, you know those areas of your life that you want him to touch you. I want you to confess in your mind that, Lord, I'm ready to take that decision. I'm ready to receive you in my home. I'm ready to welcome you in my home. I'm ready to have that dinner with you and make that restitution with you. Begin to talk to God. As for the Spirit of God, it is the Spirit of God that can help you to fulfill this. As for the Holy Spirit, that God, endow me with your Holy Spirit. Speak your Holy Spirit into my life. Let your Holy Spirit help me to take that decision. To climb at the right place, to be at the right tree, to be at the right place, to take the right decision, to move away from the crowd. Talk to God. Let your Holy Spirit give me the discerning spirit that makes you to discern and say, yes, now it is time. Jesus is calling you. Begin to thank God. Begin to appreciate God because I believe it is done. Thank God that, Lord, I thank you for your presence in my life. I thank you because you have called my name. I thank you because whatever other says doesn't matter. I thank you for saving my life. I thank you for that I deserve you in my home. I deserve you in my heart. Continue to help me to respond like Zacchaeus with joy, with repentance, and a love transformation. Welcome him into your heart. The Lord, God Almighty, is ready for you. All you need to do now is to take that firm decision. Take the decision right now. Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to come down from that tree that I've climbed. I'm happy that you have noticed me. I'm happy that, yes, you have seen my plea before you. I'm happy that, yes, you have taken my prayer to the highest level where you have noticed it. I'm happy that I'm going to testify to the glory of God. Begin to appreciate God that, Lord, I thank you. So shall it be. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We bless your holy name for your message that we have had this afternoon. We thank you because you call us by name. We thank you because you give that testimony to us. We thank you because you deliver us. We thank you because your Holy Spirit resides in us. We thank you because you have taken us out of that crowd. We thank you because out of the multitude of this world, you know our name. You answer our prayer. Father, we glorify your holy name. We pray right now, all the prayer that we have prayed before you, Lord, let testimony follow in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God Almighty, the word that you have planted in our heart today shall be fruitful in our life in Jesus' name. This message that we have heard today will continue to be our the light to our path in taking decision at the right time in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your word. Bless people that have heard this word in Jesus' name. And we remember our members that have traveled, Lord, that wherever they may be now, that your presence shall never leave them in the mighty name of Jesus. That you have seen them through, they have gone safely, they will return with testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. We are using Pastor Abraham as point of contact. That Lord is in India now. Continue to be with him in Jesus' name. And every all of our brethren that have traveled all over the world, wherever they may be, the presence of God will always be with them in Jesus' name. They shall come back with testimony in the mighty name of Jesus. Our services for the week, Lord, all are in your hand. Take absolute control in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray as we go this afternoon, the presence of God is going ahead of you in Jesus' name. Thank you, everlasting Father. We bless your name. We glorify you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Shall we joyfully share the grace together in fellowship? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, and do have a wonderful week ahead of you.